Hello, and welcome back to Midday Bach. This is the October 15th episode of 2018. You are listening to your radio host, Ethan Semendinger, on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, in Easton, Pennsylvania. Today's episode will feature selections from three different artists, mainly Johann Sebastian Bach and Yo-Yo Ma in his cello suite number 5. Then we will move into the three intermezzo, or intermezzi, by Johannes Brahms, played by Ivan Illich on piano. And then we will go to the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra in their rendition of the Godfather trilogy from the movies, from Francis Ford Coppola, into their selections from the first movie, The Godfather. Today's episode will start with cello suite number 5, as played by Yo-Yo Ma. As customary, we will always start and end with a selection from Johann Sebastian Bach himself. So after the English suite number 4 in F major ends, we'll be treated to that, and I thank you for listening today.
Thank you.
And as we move into the final of the third number in Cello Suite No. 5 by Johann Sebastian Bach, what's very interesting about this piece is it's actually more of a French overture than the typical Italian overture of the time. Specifically in the third number and sixth number of the piece, the Courante and the Gigue, respectively, which really does heighten the piece and make it stand out amongst the other of his six cello suites. And as further ado, here is the third piece, the more French-style Courante. And thus concludes our first section of Johann Sebastian Bach on this Midday Bach, October 15, 2018. Now we will currently move into Brahms' Opus 117, or his three intermezzos. The very interesting part about this is that in these pieces, they're very, as I said, very thoroughly personal and of a subjective character. And they strike a very pensive, graceful, dreamy, resigned, and elegiac note. So without further ado, here is Brahms. Thank you. Now, the reason we picked Brahms' 117, or 117th opus, to be featured today is that it is officially autumn, and both the middle section and the third intermezzo have very autumnal elements featured throughout the pieces. In the second, Brahms's biographer, Walter Niemann, actually is quoted as saying that it portrays a man as he stands with the bleak, gusty autumn wind eddying round him. And I hope that you can all understand and recognize the autumnal wind found in Brahms' Opus 117, number 2 in B flat minor.
Thank you.
And as we head into the third intermezzo, in this piece there is much more of a cold wind sighting through the trees and leaves as they are falling in autumn. Enjoy. Thank you. And thus ends today's selection with Johannes Brahms in his Opus 117, the Three Intermezzis, as played by Ivan Illich, which was a very, very beautiful piece, and as mentioned earlier, very autumnal in feeling with both the second and third movements. And now we will move on to the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra as they play selections from The Godfather. And as we transition to the second piece, Speak Softly, Love, I would like to give a special shout out to the composer of The Godfather, Nino Rota, who wrote an absolutely wonderful, wonderful pieces, nine of which are actually, nine instances of music are actually found in the original Godfather movie, all of which composed by Nino Rota. So, as we move into the second piece, enjoy. And as we head into the final piece in The Godfather 1 by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, I would like to once again mention that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Without further ado, the finale. And that concludes our Godfather tribute on this October 15th. We will now continue and finish with Cello Suite No. 5 in C minor, Movements 4, Sarabande, and 6, Gige, by Johann Sebastian Bach. Enjoy. Thank you. Before we hit our final piece with the Gigue, the sixth movement of Cello Suite number 5 in C minor, I would like to note that in the Sarabande, the piece you just listened to, it is only the second of four movements in all of the six cello suites by Bach that actually features no chords. And Yo-Yo Ma performed that at the site of the Twin Towers back in 2002 on the one-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Very, very sentimental and sweet piece written by Bach and very, very wonderfully performed by Yo-Yo Ma. And we will leave you with Cello Suite No. 5 in C minor, Movement 6, Gigue, as the final piece in today's Midday Bach. I want to thank you for listening, and enjoy. Thank you.